Last time on the electrifying adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff.
Who's there?
Hey, hombre, are you ready to rock?
This is Shad Levine of Quarterback.
Why is Quarterback here? Why are they setting up?
DJ Ad-Rock can have his membership back if you let Quarterback play one song.
What? This is ridiculous.
It's just one song.
Ah, fine. One song.
Let's roll, guys.
Oh, what happened? I can't believe these last few weeks. No wonder I'm getting gray hairs. I thought things were crazy with the electrical storm and the accident. But that was nothing compared to what happened at the rave and the water bottle giving me what seemed to be superpowers. Oh no, we need to stop the rave.
Stop! Somebody call the police!
We're gonna need backup here. It's like the drugs are involved.
It seems nuts to think that, but how else was I controlling all those electronic devices?
No way!
I've got to talk to Duff to see if he can get me more of that solution. Otherwise, it looks like my superhero days will be over.
I'm sure that there are other avenues that you could pursue to obtain such electronics. However, I myself do not have the information I believe you were looking for.
I guess I should go see the police on my lunch and give my statement and give them this horseshoe.
We can use this as a clue. Look, it's engraved. Samsonite.
Linz, what are we going to do? Track him down? That's a job for the police.
Remember when the police falsely accused Ad-Rock? That didn't stop us then.
It's not like we have superpowers anymore.
The paper is calling the arsonist to attack the station, the Monolith. They also say in the article that I'm a hero. I'm paraphrasing, but...
And now this Mono Knight person thrown into the mix.
This is the end of Sound FM, brought to you by Fire. Yes.
It's too late. Your station is burning.
What if he attacks again?
Hello, this is Sergeant Hank.
What? We'll be right there. You're coming with me.
What happened?
Sound FM is on fire again. Come on.
With DJ Jeffy Jeff in the back of the police vehicle, Sergeant Hank races through the streets of Watertown en route to the Sound FM radio station.
Double Alpha, Major. This is Officer Hank. We've arrived at the scene. Over.
Whoa! Look at all this smoke! What if the Mono Knight's in there?
Stay low and keep your head down. Follow me.
Hank, I can't get out! Open this door!
Oh!
Sergeant Hank takes out his pistol and races into the building.
Hold it! Put your hands where I can see them!
Calm down, Hank. It's all clear.
Hey, DJ JD, what happened?
Hey, man. I be double-tasking, working me show and me eats. The micro, it did stop cooking me pizza pocket.
Oh, jeez.
I know. Like, right? It's ruined, and I totally still have the munchies.
Jeff, you're free to go. You stay away from the club, and if you find out any real information about the Mononite, you contact me.
Sure thing, Hank. So, JD, you're okay?
Yeah, man. We've got the windows open, and the air in the tunes be flowing like real nice.
All right, JD. Well, have a great show then.
Later, man.
As he begins his long walk home, an unsuspecting Jeffy Jeff is startled by a screeching car that pulls up beside him.
DJ Jeffy Jeff.
Ash!
What happened? Was it the Mono Knight? How was the station?
The station's fine. It was just a problem with the microwave.
Oh, phew. The station needs to stay intact at least until a Quarterback concert.
Wait, what?
I mean, the Quarterback concert will be broadcast live exclusively to Sound FM.
Whoa, that'll be cool.
Which reminds me, I need some Sound FM members to help me out with the outdoor concert. Can I sign you up to help?
Absolutely. Whatever I can do to help.
I don't know. Last time you were a little on the rude side.
I always thought they were garbage until I saw them play live. Come on, Ash, pull a string or two for me.
I thought you might come around. I'm going to have a meeting to assign roles before the show.
Thanks, Ash.
All right, you owe me one. See you at the meeting.
Later, Ash. Hey, Linz!
Well, hey there, good buddy! You're okay!
Yeah, why wouldn't I be?
I heard from Ad-Rock that the bouncers at the club took advantage of you. It's important to talk about it.
What? No, those meatheads took me out into the alley, but luckily Officer Hank showed up before anything happened.
How did he know to come back there?
I have no idea. I was hoping Ad-Rock would call the police, but he's so stubborn with the police, he would never contact them.
Do you think it was just luck?
I guess. I hope that means my luck is finally gonna change.
It has! Look what's on your desk!
What's this?
The new MTM phones! They're pretty sweet. I have already added a WoW app that allows me to constantly know the status of my guild.
Nice! But it's pink with polka dots!
I think just yours is.
What? I'm gonna request a new phone. Besides, I've heard that people have had real issues with these phones.
Well, for me, they already have a serious wow factor.
Good one.
Well, don't return it right away. We need it for our investigation tonight.
Oh, I was hoping you forgot.
Nope!
So you still want to scout out that farm for the Mono Knight, all because of that horseshoe?
He's there. I'm so sure of it.
How are you so sure?
Have my advanced search algorithms ever been wrong?
Well, no, okay. But I'm not pretending to sell cookies as an alias.
Come on, you promised, remember?
But I lost my... all right. I'll go tonight after Mono a Mono.
Okay, great. What time should I meet you?
I'll go on my bike and, well, let's keep in contact by our new phones. I'm gonna need a head of operations just in case I run into any trouble.
Oh, okay. Now having such a stealthy rogue, this will give me a chance to practice my leadership and strategery. I'll do it!
Great! I'll call you as I'm leaving Mono a Mono and you can direct me where to go.
Sounds great, good buddy!
We're back here on the Mono a Mono show.
And Mono Amigos, you just heard a dope track by Falcon Punch.
And now we have a special guest here in the studio with us. It's the one and only Detective Jay Steele, who helped crack such popular musical mysteries as the Sixto Rodriguez whereabouts, and he is the current host of the Music Mystery Show that airs right here on Sunday nights on Sound FM.
Oh yeah, well thanks for having me on the show, eh? Big fan.
Detective J. Steele, pleasure be ours. So Steele, I hear you cracked another case. The Mono Amigos need these deets.
Oh yeah, well there's contact by Sonia, who couldn't figure out who a certain band was. She heard the
interview continued. While Detective J. Steele answered questions about his program, he attempted to notice anything strange in DJ Jeffy Jeff's behavior, as DJ Ad-Rock described to him earlier.
The matter mystery is done dive down the past of Shazam. There are cases that even Shazam cannot even solve, and that's when I'm just giving her.
Well, that's just great. We've been talking to Detective J. Steele. Thanks for coming on the Mono a Mono show. We're gonna go out on our favorite quarterback song here.
Sucker, you speak for yourself.
Okay, anyway, here it is. Hey, 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 yeah, right here on Sound FM. Oh, hey. Sorry, I must have kinda dozed off.
Don't worry about it.
Shoot, Ad-Rock, Steele, I've gotta get going. I've got this thing with Lindsay now. Great interview, guys. I'll talk to you guys later.
Oh, bud. It was sure nice meeting you, too.
Yeah, yeah. Peace, Jeff and Jeff.
Ad-Rock, you seem fine the entire time to the quarterback song, eh? I'm gonna look into that there, and we'll contact you later if I find anything.
Alright, alright. Also, I got this fellow brother of mine, Duff. You can meet at his lab and analyze if need be.
Good idea. I'll start giving around this them here clue. I'll give you a ring later.
Alright, cool. Later, Steve.
After the show, Jeffy Jeff jumps on his bike and dials Lindsay on his pink MDM phone.
Hello?
Hey, Lindsay. I'm almost here. These earpieces are great. I can totally focus on biking and still talk.
Great. Now go down the hill, and that should be 658 Hollows End.
I see it. The farm has a barn, a radio tower, and one of those tall, cylinder-looking, what are they called?
A silo!
A silo! Okay, I'll scout it out, send you some photos, and call you back in a bit.
10-4, good buddy! Elf Mage, out!
Now with cookies in hand, Jeffy Jeff dismounts from his bike and heads towards the farm.
Hmm, everything seems normal. I better get some pics, though, for Lindsay.
DJ Jeffy Jeff enters the barn.
Hey there, horse. Haven't seen a deranged lunatic around lately, have you?
Can I help you, son?
Oh, hi there. Would you like to buy some cookies?
No, not really.
This is a beautiful farm you have here. How many of you run it?
Not too many these days. We've run into some bad luck, you see.
How so?
We were on a long now.
Is that a communications tower over there?
Yes. Now you run along now, you hear?
Okay, alright. I'll be on my way. Just let me grab my things.
Jeffy Jeff thinks to himself.
I gotta get a picture of that radio tower and send it to Lynn's, too. Okay, bye!
Jeffy Jeff sneaks over to the radio tower to take a picture. He thinks.
This has to be the right place. The twin brothers were definitely the ones in the storm that night on their way to dispute this radio tower. They were the ones who got into the accident and the ones that Dr. Chlorine had as patients. There, I've got to send these to Lynn's.
So, meet again, Jeffy Jeff.
What? Wait! I know who you are, I can help! I just talked with your family and they...
Leave my family out of this. You're gonna fear my business for the last time.
The monomate jumps off his horse.
Wait!
DJ Jeffy Jeff unconscious on the ground, the monomate pulls out an iron horseshoe.
Goodbye, DJ Jeffy Jeff.
Cocks it back and aims for the DJ's head.
No, Mono, I won't let you kill anyone.
No, Funk, you have no control anymore.
Meanwhile, Adrock, Duff, and Steel have all met in Duff's laboratory to go over a very important clue that the detective Jay Steel has said to have found.
Oh yeah there, bud. Nice to meet you there, Duff. This is a wicked lab you got.
I am elated at both our initial greeting as well as your preceding comment.
Detective Jay, check out, brother.
First let me say, I ain't never seen nothing like this. Analyze the quarterback songs, and there's nothing but these strange cues.
Hold on, you saying what?
Indubitably.
Oh yeah, I remember that quarterback performed live on the Mano Mano show. I analyzed the performance. On the surface, it just sounds normal, eh? But once you strip away the layers...
And isolate the mid-frequencies...
You can hear the hidden message.
Oh, my ears! They're off!
Oh, don't you be worrying now.
The frequencies appear to have been isolated in such a way that the hypnotic effects yield useless.
Great, Duff. Great.
Good. I lose all credit if I started spinning those snout rags.
Interesting. My assumption would lead me to believe that the cues in the song heighten the hypnotic state of the live performance hidden message.
That's what I'm thinking, but didn't want to test it on myself, eh?
So, I'm understanding you's right. Those bangers be hypnotizing when they play live?
Looks to be that way, but it gets worse. So many people listen to the Mano and Mano show, who knows how many listeners were hypnotized by quarterback during that show.
Hold on, Detective Jake, can it be fixed? You got to fix my co-host.
Well, he ain't never been tested, but I think they have a plan as how do we reverse the effects.
In my early assessment of the situation, it would be conducive to conclude that over a prolonged time, the hypnosis could eventually consume his every neurological pathway.
Here's the plan. First, we gotta find him as soon as possible.
I'm pretty sure Sucker be chilling with the Lindsay right now.
Oh, yeah? Can she be trusted?
What? Sucker? Lindsay be a dude, man.
Huh?
Yeah, she can be trusted.
Call him up. We need him on this.
Hello?
What's up, Linz?
Are you sure that she's a he? I mean, he's a she?
DJ Jeffy Jeff regains consciousness.
Where am I?
The place where you will die on your own accord. I cannot have you interfering anymore.
What? Wait!
Enjoy your final resting place, Jeffy Jeff. No one will find you in here.
No. There's gotta be a way out of here. That won't budge. It's locked from the outside, and the walls, they're too smooth to climb out. Lindsay! What? No signal? No. What's the point of a communications tower nearby if it doesn't help me communicate?
Jeffy Jeff tries for hours to escape the silo and to get a signal for his phone with no luck.
Cheap phones, why didn't they just go with the new BlackBerry Z10?
In frustration, Jeffy Jeff throws his phone at the door of the silo.
What the? Who opened the door? I'm free! I still have my powers, it had nothing to do with the solution after all! I've got to get back and tell Linz all this. I wonder how he'd take to the idea of superpowers.
Jeffy Jeff arrives home after the night's event, battered, beaten, and bruised. Jeffy Jeff thinks to himself,
My joints are killing me. I'm just gonna lie down here for a bit before calling Linz.
Just then, DJ Jeffy Jeff's home phone rings.
Aw, man. Hello?
Where the heck have you been? I've been worried sick.
Hey, Linz. It's a long story. I ran into the Mono Knight.
What?
Yeah. He locked me in a silo. I tried sending you the pics and giving you a call, but there was no reception in there. So, I rigged my phone to explode in order to get out.
Wow. Nice work, MacGyver!
Yeah, kinda. But no, Linz. By rig my phone, I mean I have,
Did you hear what happened to Sparks Nora Unright?
What? No.
She was attacked by the Mono Knight!
Another radio attack?
We need to meet.
Okay, show up early to work tomorrow and we can...
No, we need to meet now!
I've been through so much already tonight. I've gotta go to bed.
Just meet me at the corner of Young and King in 10 minutes.
What? Hello, Linz? Hello?
Go now!
Okay, see you in a bit.
Jeffy Jeff.
Hey, Lens.
Act natural.
What?
Nothing.
You were right. That property was definitely the place where Mono Knight was from. They haven't seen him since the accident.
Accident?
Oh, right. You don't know. There was an accident the night of the cosmic storm that involved two brothers on a horse and buggy.
Wow, we make a great team.
Yeah. This will sound weird, but I think that the storm enhanced them with superpowers.
Really? Maybe that's why he's so strong.
So, you believe in superpowers?
Like, totally.
Well, I've been keeping this a secret for a while, and I think that this all happened the night of the cosmic storm. But it was in the server room, and remember how the communications were down? Well,
just then, three masked assailants threw a bag over DJ Jeffy Jeff's head from behind.
What?
Someone, secure his lower appendages.
I got some. Throw him in the van there, eh?
Lindsay, help!
Don't worry, good buddy!
All right, Mono Amigos.
Ho, ho, ho!
There you have it! Man... Episode 5, Detective Jay Steele of the Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff, featuring artwork, if you go to YouTube or check it out at monoamonoradio.com, by Fred Start, who actually did the promo in Episode 1, as well as he took clips from Becca Kinsey's episode.
That's right, and you heard a lot of quality Canadian music being used in the background, and some local bands like Mind of a Squid and Balaclava.
Yep. Some Fugitive, which was actually one of the reggae bands that Detective Jay Steele actually found on that music mystery thing.
Nice. And then some Chaos, some Falcon Punch, which you heard earlier this evening, I kind of alluded to. That was Hustle or Die that you heard during the episode.
Yeah. Some
Brian
House of...
Adams on the phone. I love this song.
Some House of Velvet, who are like a jam band from the 90s that got back together and is playing at Hillside.
Sweet. Yeah. And then, of course, some Quarterback. It would not be an episode of The Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff without a performance by Quarterback.
That's right.
Mise en Scene.
Kid Koala.
Who favorited one of our tweets the other day. That was pretty huge.
Yeah.
For me, personally, because I've been listening to Kid Koala for a long time.
Well, see, there you go.
And these guys, Yamantaka Sonic Titan, DJ Jeffy Jeff, they're going to be playing at Hillside as well. DJ Jeffy Jeff told me about them this weekend. I hadn't heard anything of them, and then... they're in the episode, and I really like he played me some of their stuff. I really like it.
Ah, cool. Some Tragically Hip, who just followed us on Twitter.
Yep.
At Mam Radio, as well as My Dad Versus Yours, the local band New Wings.
Yep.
From the Kitchener-Waterloo area.
One of our past feature bands of the week, UBT.
Yep.
Yep. Formerly Uncle Bad Touch. And then who... had a birthday, Mr. Matthew Good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then finishing it off right here with some Wax Mannequin.
Directly Brian Adams. what a way to close out the episode with a solid track by Wax Mannequin.
Yeah.